except for ImmuniCal. ImmuniCal is an all-natural, organic, whole food supplement which will elevate and sustain glutathione. ImmuniCal is available through the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and of course everybody is concerned about the rising oil prices. It was with interest this morning that I read that the president has announced he's going to do something about it. He's going to stop buying oil for the Strategic Oil Reserve. Now, he's been buying oil and driving the price up, but you don't have to worry. He's not going to release any of the oil that we have, as they did after Katrina, and they drove the price down. Because, you see, rising oil prices, you may not like them, but they're really good for you. Going to force you to conserve. It's going to mean you're not going to have the money to spend on all those things you really don't need, and so then we can begin to dampen down imports from other countries, and it's going to help the trade deficit. You do not understand, because you're obviously too stupid, that the elite has a plan. They know exactly what they're doing. They've created an artificial oil shortage. After all, you know, if they weren't blowing up those oil pipelines over in Iraq all the time, why, there'd be a lot more oil coming out of the market, but, didn't we go over there so there'd be plenty of oil? Or who's really benefited by the rising oil prices, the rising gasoline prices? Is anything what it appears to be, or is everything an illusion and delusion? Well, to help us clarify everything going on this morning is our good friend Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Nice to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you back here in the country and keeping us abreast of what's going on. So what are the issues this week?
Well, you started off on oil, and sure enough, that's what's coming out in today's World Affairs Brief.
All right. Let me get your take on it.
Well, you know, from the chairman of Exxon to the Saudi oil ministers, the word is unanimous. Oil price rise is coming from speculation and federal fear-mongering, not from any shortage of oil. The Saudis say they're providing plenty of oil. The markets have plenty. But let me just quote from Leo Drolis, the deputy director and chief economist of London's Center for Global Energy Studies. You know, London has one of the largest oil commodity markets, where most of the oil in dollars is traded. He says, the first thing we must say is that these high prices are really paper prices, in a sense, for paper oil. They're not the prompt market, that is, for wet barrels of oil, as we call them. So they're obviously driven by a lot of news and by sentiment, he says, and they refer to oil that is bought and sold months ahead through paper contracts. And these prices move quickly on news, and news is bad at the moment for oil because of the Iranian standoff. He was being interviewed by Radio Free Liberty, and they said, so you're saying beyond fears over Iran and supply disruptions in Nigeria, the futures market is driving up prices. And his response is really interesting, because it tells you something about really what's driving the futures market. He says there's a lot of money that has come into the oil market over the past few years. The money that is now tracking commodity indexes has increased from $8 billion in 2001 to over $70 billion today. So we've got a huge influx of money coming into commodity tracking indexes, or futures markets, and a large part of those indices are, of course, refer to oil. So we've got a lot of speculative money or hedge fund money or some kind of money coming into the oil, thinking that they are on a roll now and that prices are going to forever increase. So in a sense, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy as long as the money keeps coming in. And my comment in the brief was the Fed is making sure its favored insider speculators have all the credit they need to keep bidding up prices. Meanwhile, President Bush would have us believe he is earnest about getting the Treasury to investigate possible manipulation of prices. I'm predicting that will be another predictable whitewash, because part of this manipulation is, in fact, the Fed providing money to selective insider traders to make sure they've got billions, frankly, to continue to bid prices up on the futures market. And, you know, part of the evidence for manipulation is the fact that despite all of the shortages in gasoline, none of the major companies, or all of the major oil companies, refuse to build new refineries. And, you know, they're running at over 95% capacity. That's just ridiculous to run at that level of capacity. There's no room for any breakdowns. There's no room for any leeway whatsoever. And that's been going on now for 15 years. They've been preparing the way for this crisis in oil prices. And as we know from ExxonMobil's, you know, they're making 30 cents on the dollar right now.
And, you know, it was... You know, 30 years ago, we had almost twice as many refineries as we do now. I mean, they've actually shut down a lot of refineries, bought them out, closed them down, and so you couldn't do something that's stupid unintentionally. But if there's a shortage, you can get a higher price. I mean, that's how it works. If they built more refineries, why they'd drop the price, and that's the last thing they want to do.
Well, it's interesting to speculate, Stan, on what their motives are. I mean, clearly, I believe that there's a huge motive to jack up prices permanent. It doesn't matter what happens, the price just keeps going up, and they find some excuse every day to justify a higher price of oil, even when nothing particularly is happening. And as the Saudi oil minister says, it's not because the supply is short. There's plenty of oil to go around.
But don't you think they also want to force us to conserve? They want to get us out of our cars. They want to get us into alternative means of transportation.
I think, you know, there's a lot of smaller motives. I'm sure there's some, you know, large motives. Certainly, you know, there is some conservation necessary. I don't believe in manipulating and forcing the price of oil to do that. And I think a lot of the motive behind the conservation is to throw business at big agriculture. You know, the Archers Daniel Midlands and Continental Grain, who control most of the production of alcohol, you know, as an alternative or as a fuel additive. I think that's playing a role. That's, you know, just very much insider-controlled, large, big aggregate business that's involved there. So there's an awful lot of speculation about why they may be doing this, but certainly they are on a roll and they're collecting billions of dollars.
And people are just not going to have that much money left over, you know, for, you know, after they get the gas and pay their natural gas bill and all of these things. I mean, they're not going to have things for buying a lot of the things they did before. Don't you think this is going to eventually have an impact on the standard of living of the average individual?
Well, it is, Stan. You know, the other, let's talk about this inflation, because certainly there's a good portion of the country that is being negatively impacted by this inflation. And I want to emphasize, and it's common knowledge now, even in establishment fields, the government artificially depresses the rate of inflation. The consumer price index is understated by at least 50%, that is by half, and I estimate maybe 75%. Even the producer price index is now being manipulated by the Commerce Department.
We'll be back.
Not reflect inflation.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. And Joel was just saying that the government is playing with the figures, the inflation figures. And I would simply point out, if they were honest, and really put out the real inflation rates, they'd have to pay everybody on Social Security higher sums of money. By law, why Social Security payments are locked into the rate of inflation. Inflation goes up, they've got to pay more money. Well, this would cost billions of dollars if they told the truth, and besides that, people would realize how rapidly the value of their money is being destroyed. So pick up the story, Joel.
Well, it's very, very true what you say. There are these entitlement programs which are tied to the inflation rate. But I'm not so sure that the government is really concerned too much about deficits. As I've said before in your program, I think they intend to spend with abandon. Their only real method of manipulation of the economy left is continued inflation. And they haven't used it, or they've used it extensively before, but we've had the advantage, as I pointed out, that we have the international dollar, which absorbs, at least 300% of our inflation. It means that we have we are the only country in the world that is able to export our inflation internationally, so it doesn't show up locally. And so, in order to keep public dissent down about inflation, and to keep an inflation mentality from arriving at most people, an inflation mentality means you rush out to buy as soon as you get your paycheck, and it bids up prices much, much more rapidly. Once inflation really starts to settle into the popular notion, it becomes runaway inflation, and they're desperately trying to do that by manipulating the inflation figure so that people think that inflation isn't going on, but it is. And it's affecting a great many people who, especially fixed income people and people who cannot raise their salary. The problem is, there's a good portion of the economy that is just awash in money. There are people with money buying and bidding up properties. The housing market, even though it's topping and deflating in certain hot markets, still in many areas, it's still hopping. My son, for example, is that you interview from time to time. Andrew is a structural engineer in Las Vegas, and even though the average price of homes is up, median price above $166,000, which is almost double what it was 10 years ago, it's just like a sea of new subdivisions spreading out across the desert down there. And then most of that is people bailing out of the California market. And even in southern Utah now, St. George, which was a sleepy, sunny, warm climate in Utah, at variance with the normal high desert climate, is now becoming like a mini Las Vegas, being awash with people bypassing the Las Vegas market and moving up there. So there are certain markets there that are still inflating, but generally we're seeing the topping of the market is starting to come, and the question is, will it pop or will it deflate slowly? I'm convinced that the Fed is trying to engineer still a soft landing for the housing market, and that's, I think, perceived by Fed Chairman Bernanke. He's already talking about holding off on new interest rate increases. This month's May 10th may be the last for a while, even though true inflation, with the dramatic cost of oil, is running about 10% per annum, and we aren't finished suffering yet.
Well, I think this is going to take something. Is going to take a real economic shock to get the American people, you know, out of their lethargy. We've had it too good for too long, and it's all been built upon phony money, upon the monopoly money that the Fed issues.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why they will keep inflating. I'm convinced that they could just simply stop the inflation and it would cause an immediate depression. They don't show any signs of doing that, Dr. Stan, which means that people need to prepare financially for higher inflation. They cannot depend on even this housing market coming down precipitously. I mean, I certainly wouldn't recommend buying properties in the high-flying markets, but generally prices for homes will continue to rise up because even if the Fed stops inflating at 5% interest rates, you know, historically when I was buying my first home in the 70s and interest rates were 8 to 10%, 5% is relatively cheap still.
Sure.
And even though, you know, a lot of people are starting to not be able to go into debt for houses at 5% because, you know, basically what's happened in the past 10 years, Dr. Stan, is that it's the lenders that have beefed up the housing market. They have continued to modify lending standards downwards so that almost every loan now on a house is a no-money-down, interest-only loan. Just pay the interest, no principal, you never get ahead, but you get into the market so that the home's inflationary value is where you supposedly get your return or your advancement. And to a certain extent, you've got to get involved in something like that when the government's tactic is to inflate, because if you don't have something to ride the inflation bubble, you get left behind. The secret is, how do you do that without getting burned, you know, when that bubble eventually, you know, ceases to provide a return. I'm still tending towards the analysis that they continue to ride this wave of deficit spending and inflation clear up until a world war that will be a retaliation for our continual intervention around the world, and that's how I think they intend to wash away all of this debt. Is the U.S. will be targeted, and eventually, simply, no one will be able to collect that debt. And, of course, we know that three-fourths of that debt is being held by countries like Japan and China and in Europe. It's only about 30% is held within the country. But still, that's 30% of Americans who hold debt and corporations and hedge funds and pension funds that will be out the money. But in a war, they figure no one's going to get paid anyway. We're going to be attacked with nuclear weapons, and so they're going to let it go down. And that will cause such a reaction among the people who have been attacked to essentially give up all liberties and say, just do whatever it takes, government, to save us. And government will oblige. They'll come out of their bunkers, they're preparing for nuclear war, and they'll say the Russians and Chinese deceived us, we didn't know this was happening, and then march us right into a new world order. And we will not have our liberties anymore after that. Unlike World War II, where they gave back many liberties, I don't think we'll ever see that happen after this next big war.
Well, I fear that that you may well be right. I'm anticipating that war as well, and it's obviously this whole thing is being manipulated, but the average person can't see it. I mean, it is illogical that the largest nation in the world, the most powerful nation in the world, would have no defense against nuclear weapons. We have six anti-missile batteries up there in Alaska. They don't work.
I mean, not batteries. We have six missiles.
Missiles.
On those
okay. Six missiles up there. I mean, why?
And they can't catch missiles. Essentially, they have no warhead on them. They have to hit perfect. On a target. And
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. When back in 1970, we had an effective anti-ballistic missile system, and we disbanded it, but we can't figure out how to build one today. I mean, if you're looking for logic, explain to me why 35 years ago we could do something we can't do today, and it's simply because we had low-yield nuclear warheads on all of our missiles, just like the Soviets do. Now they say, no, you got to hit a bullet with a bullet, you know, which is almost impossible to do.
But the Americans are being lulled into a false sense of security. They think we have an anti-ballistic missile system. They don't realize that, you know, Russia has an arsenal of at least 10,000 missiles they can launch at us. a minimum of 6,000 to 7,000 warheads that they can launch, and we've got six puny. Even if they worked, you know,
and nobody really thinks they're going to work. They've never been really proven to be dependable at all. And the average individual says that can't be true. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But so much of what's going on doesn't make any sense. And until you understand that this is intentional, why, of course, you're going to remain confused.
You know, that's correct. And, you know, all we have to do is look at what the U.S. is doing in Iraq, and we'll see. You know, they have no intention of bringing peace to Iraq. One of the topics I covered in this week's World Affairs Brief is the additional manipulation going on in the Iraq formation of government. The U.S. failed to get their favorite son, Vice President Mahdi, elected as prime minister. What they got, after incessant pressure on the Shiite majority, was an al-Jafari deputy. Robert Dreyfus commented on the political implications of that. He says, "The civil war in Iraq won't end with the naming of hardline Shiite fundamentalist as Iraq's next prime minister." And we're talking about Maliki, the new, he's the deputy, in fact, to Jafari. So it's the same political party, the same fundamentalist hardline. He says Ambassador Khalilzad, the U.S. ambassador, putting on his game face that of Maliki, he's a tough guy, and adding hastily, "I meant tough-minded." But a man in Bukaba, he says, the war-battered northern city of Baghdad, had a more appropriate comment of Maliki. He told the Guardian, UK Guardian, "He's a hateful sectarian who has made venomous comments about Iraq, about Arabs. Maliki is the nail in the coffin in Iraq's, or the final nail in Iraq's coffin." And so he is. The Bush administration hopes that Maliki will lead a government of national unity, but in fact Maliki is just a paper lid on a volcano that is bursting right now in Sunni Shiite violence. For example, it was just posted on my website that you're having a spate of attacks on Sunni leaders and their relatives. For example, the sister of the Iraqi vice president, or the brother, let's see, they assassinated the sister of the new Iraqi vice president yesterday during morning rush hour. And that's the sister of Mr. Al-Hashemi. Then a fortnight ago, his brother Mahmoud was killed in a drive-by shooting. Of course, the vice president, who's a Sunni, insisted he would not be intimidated into resigning. The brother of another leading Sunni politician was shot dead in the capital. That was, in fact, Vice President Mahdi's brother. So, you know, they're very strongly beginning to intimidate the family of these Sunni politicians to make sure that they don't join forces with this, what they view as a puppet government of the U.S., and it is going to be a puppet government. Condoleezza Rice and Don Rumsfeld rushed right over there as soon as they had downed Jafari, and that sends a message very strongly that, you know, this is a puppet government. Robert Dreyfus continues. He says, "The Iraqi press is already filled with commentary that Maliki is weak, not tough. Among no faction is Maliki seen as a strong or intimidating presence. Even with the Shiite alliance, which of course is in the majority, he's a secondary figure in one of the alliance's less powerful parties, al-Dawa." And he says, "Weakening Maliki further is the fact that he's prime minister only because Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice visited Iraq at the beginning of April and in public for all Iraqis to see, demanded that the prime minister, Ibrahim al-Jafari, step down. And her demand was backed by a letter from President Bush that was given to all Iraqi leaders and carried out, not surprisingly, by a collection of exiled politicians who were installed by Washington in the first place."
Is this what we call democracy?
Yeah, that's what my comment was. I mean, this is the U.S. brand of democracy.
Right.
And obviously, everyone in Iraq knows that this is a puppet government, especially when Condoleezza Rice and Don Rumsfeld show up again, her neocon sidekick. I can't think of a more insulting message to Iraqis that the U.S. can't keep from meddling than this one that they're giving.
And of course, you know, our government insists that there's no civil war going on there. There's no civil war. I mean, absolutely not. And yet all you have to do is look and see what's going on, and the Iraqis will admit they're in a civil war.
Yes, and it's not getting any better.
No, it's not going to get better, I fear. But if you didn't have violence over there, how could you justify keeping the American troops? I mean, this is what the average American can't see. You've got to create instability so we can continue to occupy that country.
If you look only at the basing and the permanency of those basing, one would realize the U.S. has no intention of leaving here. I mean, 14 military bases, five of which are major installations, billion-dollar installations.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Do you suffer with bad breath, bleeding gums, gingivitis, or canker sores? Or would you like to keep your mouth healthy without using harmful chemicals? Vitamir has the answer, a natural and effective toothpaste and mouthwash with a unique and patented formula that thousands are using and feeling that squeaky clean sensation. To order or for more information, call our toll-free number, 888-558-8482. Remember, the beginning of your health starts with your mouth. Vitamir products are available at most fine health food stores, including Vitamin Cottage, Whole Foods Markets, and Sunflower Market. Or you can visit us online at www.vitamyr.com. That's www.vitamyr.com. Call us today at 888-558-8482.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, my guest Joel Skousen. Joel, before we go on, let's get your telephone number out and how people can get in touch with you and get in touch with the World Affairs Brief.
There is no phone number. The only way to contact or get in touch with the World Affairs Brief is by going to the website at www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And there everything is readily available. One can subscribe to the briefs. One can read past briefs from the archives. A whole list of special analysis that I put on the right-hand side of the website from all of the various cover-ups the government is involved in. Past historical notations from the briefs. A lot of interesting material to read. Plus, all the day's news. My researchers post on the website a running list of all the top news stories each day. And from those news stories, I do an analysis of the news, as we are listening to right now with Dr. Stan. that goes out by a modest subscription to subscribers. So I encourage people to subscribe and go to the World Affairs Brief for their daily news, because we sort through the news to pick the most important stories from all across the web.
And I concur. I think you do a great job. Well, what's the next subject we're going to come up with?
Well, in light of the manipulation of public opinion concerning Iraq, I think we have to understand that every once in a while we get more bin Laden video and audio tapes coming out, or whether it's Zarqawi tape, and more analysis coming out that these are phony tapes, and that the standard CIA statement that we have confirmed that these are authentic are nothing but propaganda. These things are produced. If the CIA is verifying all of these, they're so obviously fake that we can only come to the conclusion that the CIA is the one behind these fake pronouncements. There's an analysis that I quote from this week by Kevin Barrett, Barrett of the Capital Times. He's a PhD Islamist and Arabist who, frankly, is going against his whole profession, because these people are supposed to be in line with the government statements that, it's the big cultural war that we're in. But he says, the war on terror is as phony as the latest Osama bin Laden tape. It's all based on a big lie. The voice on this tape, he said, is no more bin Laden than was Rodney Dangerfield channeling my Aunt Karina from Peoria. I recently helped translate a previously unknown bin Laden tape, a real one from the early 90s, back when he was still alive. He's of the opinion that he's not really alive, but we really don't know. I know the guy's flowery religious rhetoric. The tape wasn't him. The top American bin Laden expert agrees. Professor Bruce Lawrence from Duke University's Religious Studies Department has just published a book of translations of bin Laden's speeches. He says the recent tape is a fake and that it's possible that bin Laden is not even alive.
Well, Michael Ledeen, who's certainly very, very close to the centers of power, came out several months ago and said that all the evidence was that bin Laden was dead. But, we don't have to worry. We can still see him on television in Technicolor, thanks to our industrious CIA, and they will confirm that this obviously is bin Laden. So it doesn't matter whether he's dead or alive. We get this impression. Here's the man we're to hate and to fear and to tremble from, and that's why we've got to give up our freedom, because if we don't, why is Osama bin Laden going to take it away from us?
Yeah, it's actually a variation on the boogeyman theme, and they've created a boogeyman, and they keep bringing it forth to show it to us. If you compare, and I've seen the comparisons done on the Internet, the sound and the picture of the real bin Laden, who has a very thin, fine-featured face, with the chubby bin Ladens that they put out on this tape, it shows a big guy with a black beard doing a passable imitation of bin Laden's voice, claiming foreknowledge, for example, of 9/11. And chortling over his success. Well, the trouble is, the big guy is clearly not bin Laden. He's 40 or 50 pounds heavier. His facial features are obviously different. What they call the fatty bin Laden tape was widely ridiculed by Islamicists, and yet he's yet to meet an informed observer, says the professor that I'm quoting from, who considers it authentic. But the media let the fraud pass without asking the hard questions. Why has the U.S. government waving this blatantly fake confession video in our faces? Every bin Laden message since then has been of equally phony and poor quality, so that to inhibit the ability to, as I asked in the World Affairs Brief many times, why is it that bin Laden supposedly with, millions of dollars in money from Saudi Arabia, from his own investments and his family's wealth, can't afford a decent video camera or a tape recorder to give us a clear image? And it's because they purposely do this to make it very difficult to for the average person to detect the differences in the real bin Laden. And it's the same thing going on with Saddam Hussein. We really have no evidence. The U.S. keeps him completely sequestered away from people, and no one's allowed to speak to him, to get a close look at him. We have known from past times that there's at least four Saddam Hussein lookalikes, and I asked the question, if there was supposedly a manhunt for Saddam Hussein, you would have found the three or four lookalikes well before you found Saddam Hussein hidden in the ground. And we know now that the hiding of Saddam Hussein was not a hidey hole. In fact, he was captured and put in there, and then allowed to be discovered by soldiers, by someone getting up and waving in their faces, come over here and look. And so, you know, we don't really even know if Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein is the real one. Because certainly, you know, the lookalikes would have had no reason to be running around hiding, and they would have been discovered. And there was virtually no discovery of any of the lookalikes to Saddam Hussein, which indicates to me that we still have a problem with identity, especially since, as in 9/11, the U.S. will not release or allow anyone to scrutinize the actual videotapes or evidence of any of these people. It's like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the supposed mastermind of 9/11 that was captured in 2003. He's never been brought to justice. We're about to put Moussaoui to death, you know, for his hypothetical participation. He's obviously been under some type of drugs or mind control, because he isn't his normal self, says his mother, watching him on television rant and rave. But we're about to put this person to death, and yet Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the known, according to the CIA, mastermind, is sitting in Pakistan at some villa somewhere, and we won't even bring him before the cameras, let alone prosecute him or put him in jail. This is just, you know, why isn't the press asking these questions?
Well, of course, I've always had that lingering thought, maybe Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was an agent provocateur, just like the number two man in the Irish Republican Army who was killing and torturing people who were thought to be British informants. He himself was a British informant. So this is not the first time this sort of thing has happened.
He's dead, by the way, now.
Yeah.
The IRA killed him. They never forget a betrayal. And it was very, very stupid for the government to out this guy and sign his death warrant.
Sure.
But it also tells me, and I think maybe one of the reasons why they allowed him to get killed was, you know, it doesn't look very good when the government had an insider. They could have shut down the IRA at any time with enough evidence, and they didn't do it. You know, if you have an agent, they had more than one in there at the highest levels of the IRA, you knew who the entire gang was. You could have shut them down and prosecuted them all. And not to do so, allow these killings and these terrorist acts to continue to go on, indicates to me the governments run terrorism. They manipulate terrorism for that which they can manipulate public opinion and change public perceptions through conflict.
Point very well made. And I think that as we see this whole war on terrorism here in the United States, well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Lana of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and we're simply talking about how this whole world terrorist movement, a lot of this is as phony as a $3 bill. Every time I go through the airport and I have to take off my shoes and my belt and my coat and take my wallet out and take my watch off and send them through the scanner and then you walk through the metal detector, we're so worried about the possibility of another terrorist attack, yet why won't they allow them to racially profile the people getting on the planes? Wouldn't that be far more logical than having everybody go through this same thing? Or are they playing with our minds? Are they creating a perception, you know, especially the fact that the shoes, we got to get those shoes off because of the mad shoe bobber of Robert Reed or John Reed, and because he was going to blow himself up by lighting a fuse in his tennis shoes that was going to set off the C4. But as Joel has pointed out, you can't set off C4 with a lighted fuse. So pick up the story there.
That's correct, Dr. Stan. It brings up the major topic on this week's World Affairs Brief, the U.S.-Saudi, quote, special relationship. You know, one of the reasons why the U.S. isn't allowing any of the Homeland Security people to profile Arabs, even though they were supposedly the main attackers in 9/11, is that there's a special relationship with the Saudi royals and all of their, it's a huge extended family of royals, and they all have this immunity guaranteed by both U.S. and European governments. And that was the major topic. One of the major immunities here is that the Saudis have, let me see if I can get the right wording here, it's special visa treatment. I mean, not only are they going to be scrutinized, they have a special exemption from the normal fingerprinting and being photographed visa treatment that everybody else, our allies, the French, the British, the Germans, the South Americans, have to be fingerprinted and photographed to come into the country. The Wall Street Journal reported National Review writer Joel Mowbray had the temerity at Friday's press briefing to question State Department spokesman Richard Boucher about, quote, Visa Express, a program that made it easier for Saudi Arabian citizens, not just the royal family, to enter the U.S. without interviews, even. Now, we have to keep in mind that the Saudi consul, or the U.S. consul in Saudi Arabia, provided visas to 15 out of the 19 named hijackers that came through the consul office in Saudi Arabia. And the U.S. never once interviewed any of the U.S. or Saudi State Department employees responsible for issuing those visas, but merely justified blanket that they were, proper. Well, you know, how is it proper? These people were on the State Department watch list. This was an issue that was buried in the 9/11 Commission. We know as well that after 9/11 that the Saudi family, as well as bin Laden's family, was flown out of the country or allowed their jets to leave while the rest of us were grounded at great expense. Much of this evidence is documented on Herb Mallard's site, www.sauduction.com. In other words, instead of seduction, it's like sauduction, S-A-U-D-U-C-T-I-O-N, sauduction.com. It's a fascinating site because much of it is dedicated to, some of the other immunities that the Saudi family has. And one of the most difficult ones to talk about is the sex slave rings that the Saudi royal family is involved in. There's a great deal of evidence, and it's one of the unheralded stories in the media because they simply refuse to air this in the public media. There is a filter on this because of the government's pressure on the media to not embarrass the Saudi royal family. They use their huge fleet of private jets and boats to ferry drugs, arms. You know, how do you get the Harari and his boys in Lebanon were, you know, very tied in with the Saudi Arabians, who are the biggest arms dealers for terrorists in the Middle East, and they use much of their diplomatic immunity in the Saudi royal family to ferry much of this stuff back and forth between South America, Panama, and the United, and the Middle East. And they use those jets as well to bring in sex slaves. And the ones that they pick out, you know, you see on the milk cartons and on the post office, all of these missing person things, and they're always... There's a federally funded agency, and they're always, you notice that everyone they've got up there is put up with a picture of the supposed divorced spouse that is, that's the only type they put up there, is they're blaming it on the divorced spouse of somehow taking these daughters, but that's not what's happening. You have Middle Eastern people running modeling agencies, gangs, they have movie contract, and they go up and solicit and promise blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls, which is their preference, to come for a movie showing, or they're going to take them to Europe for a modeling session. They get them on these jets, drug them down, and they end up in the Middle East. They end up in these enclaves of the Saudi princes. They have these palaces, which end up being like fortresses. They have their guards. These people can never escape these girls. They get, when they get tired of them, they trade them to other family members, keep them within the system. Many times they're never released. The ones that have been released and or have escaped are very, very few, but some of them in Europe, for example, their family's been paid huge sums to keep quiet. And Congressman Burton has held public hearings, and you don't even hear about the public hearings that he's held about this. But the State Department has really put a lot of pressure on Congressman Burton not to reveal. You've had all kinds of testimony from sex slaves who have been coming back out of Saudi Arabia or have been enticed by them or attempted to be kidnapped here, and it's a major, major scandal. And we have to ask, what is the United States government protecting a corrupt government like this? I mean, Dr. Stan, you know that the Saudis behead people for child abuse, for pornography, for, you know, theft, and their own royal family is guilty of these things.
It's the height of hypocrisy. And how would you keep a story like this from being heard across America unless the media is virtually totally controlled, except for a few stations like this? Well, Joel, we're out of time, and I want to thank you so much for being with us. Again, how can people get to your website?
Go to www.worldaffairsbrief, all one word, worldaffairsbrief.com.
God bless. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to having you with us again next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joel Skousen this morning. If you really want to know what happened on the morning of September 11th, you really need to get our three pamphlets set. It's made up of the newsletters I wrote on this, and it tells you what the CIA says among themselves about how, when the dust finally settles after 9/11, the American people will find that this was a triumph for intelligence, not a tragedy. 3,000 Americans dead, but look, we got into the war in Afghanistan, and we got into the war with Iraq, and we'll get into war with Iran. This is a triumph. The American people never would have gone for this without it. You need to get those three pamphlets. They're only $9.95 for all three of them. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We have three pamphlets we put together on the occult hierarchy, and the three of them are only $9.95. You need to know what's going on. You need to know about the coming economic problems, and we have a great new syllabus and a DVD, although the DVD won't be available for another week or so, but the syllabus is available. You should get them together because you get a cut rate, but it's called the Financial Tsunami. You need to begin making preparations for yourself and for your family. Now, admittedly, we may lose everything we have financially. We may lose our lives, but we'd be foolish not to make preparations and hope and pray that we will be able to get through this. But remember, the most important thing is your relationship with the Lord. That is the thing that will see you through this more than any other preparations we can make. And then, of course, we hope many of you want to get my DVD or book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, the great new item we're carrying called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, put out by our friend David Bay, that takes you into the secret societies that were here at the time of the inception of America. And there have been two forces in America, one the Christian, the other the occult. The occult are in total working control today. And that's why we're doing all these terrible things and supporting countries that torture people. Oh, of course, we're so concerned about that, and we're so concerned about the price of oil, and why even going to stop buying more oil and driving the price up? Of course, we're not going to release any oil and lower the price. It's all show business. It's symbolism over substance, rhetoric over reality. They're playing games with our minds. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and you can go there and listen to our programs 5 hours a day. They're on archive. They're on MP3. At least the Radio Liberty programs are. Chris, you can hear the live one here on the American Freedom Network and replay it again in the afternoon. You can get our shortwave frequencies, but your job is to get other people to listen to our programs. And they may start out thinking we're crazy, but before long, if they're honest, they'll be afraid we're not. And hopefully we can change their outlook. It's going to take a long time to undo all the brainwashing that has been done through our schools and through our media and through our movies and certainly the television programs that create our reality. But when people see the truth and realize the media is under control, when people see the truth and begin to understand we are not a democracy, they've been lied to at every level of their education. When people begin to understand what a wonderful country and system we had and how it has been taken from us by evil people who are affiliated with secret societies. Now, if you want to know more about them, certainly I suggest you give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be glad to send you a free newsletter. The newsletter I'm doing now, the April newsletter, which won't be out for another couple of weeks, but really has a tremendous section on secret societies you need to know about my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, does as well. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you. Thank you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Hi, I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillOfRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government wishes would just go away,
go to BillOfRightsPress.com.
Controversial? You bet. Secure? Most definitely.
Yeah, but how about privacy?
Hey, I shred all our customers' info 30 days after their order is shipped.
If we don't have it, they can't get it.
Now that's total privacy.
You can call in your order at 970-391-2364.
Mail your order directly to us.
Or buy online at BillOfRightsPress.com.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson.